a lot of this started back in 2018, 2019, when they started pilot programs in Italy where they were doing police exchanges. They were having Chinese police go to China, go to Italy. They were having Italian police go to China. Of course, the Italian police in China had a much tighter leash on them than the ones in Italy. Part of that exchange kind of turned into something broader, where the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, created a hotline where Chinese people could call and report their neighbors. And they're saying this is about tracking down people laundering money, committing financial crimes. But in reality, we know, based on people who've come forward, based on data, that this also includes human rights dissidents. This includes house Christians. This includes Tibetans. This includes Falun Gong practitioners. This includes house Christians, people who've been persecuted under the Chinese Communist Party, people who are very vocal in criticizing the Chinese Communist Party, who are being hunted outside of China, including on American soil.
Well, I've been at CPAC and I've been in major events and never talked to him, but I've seen him on his syndicated TV shows and read his articles. Feel like I know the guy. Joshua Phillip is our guest. Then after he leaves us, your calls are coming up. But the Epoch, the Epic Times, however you want to say it, he's at Josh Phillip on Twitter, theepictimes.com, theepictimes.com/C-crossroads. And he joins us to talk about this huge news story that's got the system so scared. Here's the article from Zero Hedge up on InfoWars.com. New York Times right-wing conspiracy theory comes true in less than 24 hours. So before the indictment, they were saying, oh, there's no Chinese servers, there's no big tech companies, there's no voting companies doing this. But now there's an indictment dealing with it. Here is the article. Election software CEO arrested over data theft, storing data on servers in China. Boy, that's what Mike Lindell's been talking about for a long, long time. So this broke in the last few days. And we appreciate Joshua joining us right now to cover the waterfront. Wow, this is huge. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so Alex, this is a software company called Conic, and what they do is they run a lot of the information on poll workers in different parts of the U.S. I mean, they're in California, they're in Alaska, they actually do some of the military voting stuff as well. The allegation actually came from True the Vote. You might remember Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, 2000 Mules, True the Vote. They were the ones who found these guys who were going around and stuffing ballots in boxes. That same company, they began investigating the software company. And actually, I'll tell you right now, some of the biggest stuff on this is not being reported publicly. The interesting thing with this is that True the Vote actually began working alongside the FBI to investigate this company. Then they claim they were told the FBI began investigating them for uncovering this. And then as they, of course, moved forward with, you know, they went public with it because they were concerned the FBI was coming after them. They decided to make all their information public. Then Eugene Yu sued them, claiming that any claims that they had stored this personal identifying information on Chinese servers, they claimed that was false. And then right after that is New York Times. After New York Times published a story tried covering for Conic, as you mentioned, of course, Eugene Yu was arrested. And now he's being very likely extradited to California to face trial.
Wow, this is a big deal because days before it broke, the New York Times is running cover. Again, you guys there at Epic Times, Joshua Phillip here laying this out. This is huge because it vindicates so much what security experts were warning of.
Well, it does. And, you know, we'll see what happens with it. I mean, innocent till proven guilty. He denies the charges. He was accused of it by True the Vote. True the Vote said they did have evidence on it. They were releasing some of that. They were, of course, sued over it. But now California, and actually a very far left DA, brought the charges against them, which is interesting to see. And so it's going to be them against the state of California now. And we'll see where that one goes. But
what do you, you think, you're a smart guy. I don't want to speculate, but what do you think's really going on here?
Well, it's pretty serious if the allegations are true. And again, the LA office, they said they do have proof. They said their investigators found the data on Chinese servers. I can tell you one of the bigger things that's not being discussed publicly was a claim from True the Vote. True the Vote claims that when they found this data, they said they also found a pipeline going into the Chinese Communist Party's servers. That pipeline, they claim, was to the entire social credit system. You're talking about, I believe it was billions of records. you know, it's 1.8 million of just these poll workers, but they claim it was like, I mean, billions of records. This was pretty much the entire country of China and the people in a lot of other countries in the world. All this, all the data the CCP is tracking, not only on Chinese citizens, but even on American citizens. They claim there was a pipeline to it.
Let's explain this. This is key. We know the CCP with Huawei spying on military bases. That's all admitted. We know China's embedded with Biden and his son in the emails and audio messages. They're under Chinese communist intelligence control. We know this war is going on. And we heard from all the experts in the election almost 2 years ago that China had fingerprints all over this. This is a big deal. Now this is coming out.
It's a very big deal. It's absolutely a very big deal. Now, this is not accusing Connick of intentionally doing this. Hopefully they'll come out, you know, Eugene Yu when he stands trial. Maybe we'll hear more about this. But if in fact it is true that he had this data on the Chinese servers and is true, the vote says it was connected to the social credit system, that would make sense because under Chinese Communist Party law, any data that's stored on Chinese servers, any data they have, needs to be accessible and controllable by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, that does not mean the companies themselves, like Huawei or whatever, are intentionally doing that.
Sure, it means they're feeding it, though, into the, by contract. Remember 2 years ago, it came out that Reuters had, reported that all this social credit score stuff with Apple, that Apple had to give the Communist Party access to all their data as well.
That's right. A lot of companies that go to China, they're selling us out. And I think that's one of the bigger pieces with this. One of the bigger, broader pieces that's not really being talked about by a lot of people. A lot of these companies are selling us out when they go to China. And when they go there as well, they have to hand over their, they have to hand over their source code a lot of times. They have to hand over data that we would not want them
to have. Exactly. That's what Reuters reported, was that Apple's like, well, of course, when you're in China, you give them all the data. So with AI, everything is about raw data. There's an AI race going on, and it turns out China is just dialed into everything.
They are. And Alex, I can tell you something even bigger with this. So one of the big concerns we have with the Chinese Communist Party is that not only are they at least interested in monitoring people who may have, you know, ties to our elections, they do obviously have interest in our election systems, as we found out previously. But in addition to this, the Chinese Communist Party is claiming that we're in a war with them right now. I mean, in their own words, in their own doctrine, in their own public reports, they're not trying to hide it. They say we are in World War III. In their own words, they're calling it World War III. They're saying specifically COVID-19 represents a World War III scenario. And this war for them is the mobilization of every single part of a country, total war, every element of a country being weaponized with the one exception of troop-on-troop combat. And I'd say absolutely they would have interest in manipulating data like this if they could get their hands on it.
Well, we know China's heavily involved with big tech censoring, but now we know Biden was heavily involved. But now to have, why do you think finally the Justice Department is going after one of these people? I mean, what does that signify? Maybe an attempt to cover up larger data, but then why would they draw attention to it?
You know, Alex, I've been thinking the same thing. There's an important distinction here. This does not look like it's the Justice Department. The Justice Department, the FBI in particular, according to True the Vote, they had stopped investigating Connick and investigating Eugene Yu and turned that instead on them. FBI was investigating the investigators, not on the company that was being accused. It was specifically this California DA, and notably a pretty far left one, who brought the charges. In terms of why they might do that, I can only speculate. You know, why people who might have interest in rigging the elections would want to, for example, go after a Chinese company that's being accused of this. The only thing I can think of is that, well, they might have interest in the fact that China really doesn't seem to like Joe Biden very much. Neither does Russia, neither does Saudi Arabia. And of course, these different countries, of course, if they do have access to American voter system, might be interested now in kind of turning against Biden. Maybe they don't believe they will.
No, I totally agree. Joshua Phillip, you really impressed me there, because that's where I was going to go next. It looks like inter-globalist communist fighting, and China has not been doing what Biden wants. So this is them showing them, hey, if you don't do what we say, you know, we're in control of the election fraud, not you. Maybe China's not following orders.
Yeah. And I mean, again, this is speculation. I don't know if this is any way tied to it. I'm not accusing Eugene Yu of this, but just generally speaking, in terms of the way the Chinese Communist Party thinks, I think we are going to see kind of a going to battle, so to speak, of these different systems that have their own agendas for kind of this globalist model. We're going to see them go at each other's throats. And I think
that's right. There's all these factions battling with each other. I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, they're all kind of fighting for who gets to control it. And they all have their own narrative with this. You know, they talk about the Great Reset with Klaus Schwab. They talk about Build Back Better with Biden. The Chinese Communist Party is talking about China 2030 and this whole idea of the one world, one dream and the China model. They all have their own interest in basically controlling the future if they can.
That's
do
right.
It.
They all want technocracy. They all want control, but they want it, are battling over who gets the ring of power.
One of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Objection. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give you in Bitcoin. Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum. Right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Give crypto. Fund InfoWars.
Donate now. InfoWars.com/crypto.
Joshua Phillip is our guest, Epoch Times top investigative journalist, an American Chinese individual indicted for secret servers in China. We know that's already going on. We don't know if he's guilty or not. I can ask a lot of questions, sir, but you're a smart guy. I want to give you the floor here to just background on what's happening with the midterms, other key things that are happening, what you see this doing in the big picture.
In terms of the big picture of this, I think it does show that at the very least, there are some actions being taken to try to at least uproot potential foreign involvement in our elections. My assumption is that maybe the Chinese Communist Party would have interest in trying to rig the elections. Maybe they would have interest in trying to do things. And maybe the left in America does not like that idea. I think this is looking beyond, you know, Eugene Yu and all this stuff, but just in general, in terms of the Chinese Communist Party's interests. As I mentioned, the Chinese Communist Party does say we're in a World War III scenario. In fact, I have a big documentary coming out next month on this. This for them is a 100-year war. And the slogan they have with this is, we live, you die. They do not believe there can be two simultaneously existing powers, this liberal democracy, which they believe, you know, is the basis of the West, and Chinese communism. They do not believe these can coexist in the world. One of them has to die for the other to live, and that's the way they see it. And I believe, as we discussed a little bit ago, that the folks who want to keep this, you know, Western socialist idea, whether we call it liberal democracy, whatever else, those who do want to keep their system alive are really fighting over who gets to be in charge of it. In terms of all the different crises facing the world right now, whether it be the oil crisis, whether it be inflation, whether it be a lot of these things that I think do have fingerprints of being intentional. There seems to be a kind of a direction everything's heading in right now, where we are heading towards really a kind of economic social collapse is what they're desperately trying to do, and or at the very least not trying to divert us from that path. The question is, once that happens, or if that happens, who's in charge afterwards? And I think we will watch a fight over that.
How does this tie into the communist Chinese setting up police departments in Europe, Canada, and the US? I mean, this is happening.
Well, Alex, you know, actually, this is my wheelhouse. Since I've been with Epoch Times since 2006, and I've been an investigative reporter since 2008. My original reporting going back to 2008 was specifically looking into those kinds of networks. Now, the Chinese Communist Party, according to new reports, has about over 50 police offices in different parts of the world. That includes one police office in New York City. The Chinese Communist Party has a police office operating in New York City. They also have about three in Canada, according to these reports. They're using these to monitor, they say, you know, Chinese expats, Chinese citizens who are living in American soil or foreign soil. My own research going back to 2008 shows that this has been a long time coming. Part of this relates to Operation Fox Hunt, which is part of the Chinese Communist Party's way of tracking down enemies of the state, so to speak, in other countries, and then try to convince them to voluntarily return to China and very likely face life in prison or execution. And typically people don't voluntarily go to be executed. The way they're doing this is they're pressuring their families, threatening their families, using other ways to try to convince them to either return to China or commit suicide.
So there's a Chinese secret police that's already set up in the West.
Absolutely, without a doubt. They have a network beyond all of this. Now, this is the newest piece of it. And now a lot of this started back in 2018, 2019, when they started pilot programs in Italy where they're doing police exchanges. They were having Chinese police go to China, go to Italy. They were having Italian police go to China. Of course, the Italian police in China had a much tighter leash on them than the ones in Italy. Part of that exchange kind of turned into something broader, where the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, created a hotline where Chinese people could call and report their neighbors. And they're saying this is about tracking down people laundering money, committing financial crimes. But in reality, we know, based on people who've come forward, based on data, that this also includes human rights dissidents. This includes House Christians. This includes Tibetans. This includes Falun Gong practitioners. This includes House Christians, people who've been persecuted under the Chinese Communist Party, people who are very vocal in criticizing the Chinese Communist Party, who are being hunted outside of China, including on American soil.
So, Joshua Phillip, this is cancer.
Absolutely. And Alex, I mean, the cancer is bigger than this. The networks I exposed going back to 2008, specifically, I mean, I did not mean to find this. It was completely unexpected, and it started my whole career as an investigative journalist. The Chinese Communist Party has what they call the United Front Work Department. This is a system, it's an office of the Chinese Communist Party. They use to going through the Chinese consulates, go to the Chinese fraternal organizations, they call them tongs. They work as kind of the unofficial governing bodies. These are like guilds or like, almost like Mason type organizations,
mafias.
Right? These are the basically, they are the mafia. Underneath them is the triads, the Chinese mafia. So very literally, they're the mafias. Some of these have tens of thousands of members. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of members. And through the United Front Work Department, going through the consulates, they mobilize these and they use them to invite every single person of influence in every country, including in the United States.
And they have that the Confucian societies to take over the universities. And obviously, right. Amazing Chinese Americans that have lived under tyranny are some of the best people we've got. Aren't they targeting patriot Chinese in America and other areas?
Absolutely. In fact, some of my Chinese American colleagues have been targeted, had their families threatened, threatening phone calls. We had one guy, he's a journalist exposing the evils that are taking place in China under the Communist Party. He got a call from his parents, one of our journalists. His parents told him, never come home. Never come home, because they said Chinese agents came to their door and told them to ask their son to come home. And had he come home, who knows what would have happened.
Well, let me tell the story. We have a very well-known employee here for 20 years who married a Chinese woman in England. And he was married 2 years. And then the parents visited and said, we're Communist Party members. We're ready to hire you. You can't be on InfoWars anymore. And basically, they forced a divorce over it. So we've been hit by this.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it for one sec. You know this. This is broad. This system I'm talking about, the United Front Work Department. This is the main thing they use to infiltrate our political system. Every single politician, their family members, are going to get invites over to China, and they target. There's different ways you look at espionage, right? In the West, we talk about money and ideology and coercion and ego. In China, they talk about moral flaws. They talk about lust, right? If your weakness is lust, and they can track you on social media.
Eric
and
swallows well with a Chinese spy.
Exactly. They get you caught in honey traps, pretty girls and things like that, and they blackmail you. Or they get you married to them and then blackmail you. Even divorcing you, having them marry you, divorce you, and then just robbing you of all of your money, and taking you through divorce court and that whole nine yards. They do that. They also talk about greed, getting you business deals. They talk about rolling out the red carpet, attachments to fame, manipulating you in every way they can, taking advantage of your moral flaws as they define it, to try to control you. And I'll tell you, Alex, the number of politicians, the number of academics, the number of journalists who fall and prey to this is, I think, would make anybody sick to their stomach.
All right, let's come back and talk. Let's come back in the final segment before I go to calls and talk about how America and the world counters this incredible tyranny with a senior writer at the Epoch Times. This couldn't be more important. They've totally infiltrated the Democratic Party. Joe Biden is their spy.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars Store Super Sale is now live. 40 to 50% off. Bare minimum, 40% off. Many of the products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the most exciting of all these incredible products is X3. All three of the very best types of iodine that are natural and pure that actually get into your cells are in X3. The deep earth crystal iodine and two other types to maximize full absorption. This really is the missing link. X3 sold out for a long time, is finally back in stock, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, it takes a few weeks for this high-quality iodine to kick in, but almost everybody after that feels the effects. It's not just for your immune system, but it's for your energy and so much more. X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Joshua Phillip is the investigative journalist at the Epoch Times, doing incredible work. And I use the analogy of history because history really is the lens of the present, the past, and the future. And you look at Hitler, for the first few years of World War II, had a treaty with Communist Russia and Joseph Stalin. They divided up Poland, but then Hitler launched a sneak attack, Operation Barbarossa. So Biden, the Democrats, are in league with the Communist Chinese, selling out American jobs, making all this money. But now China's not following orders. And so not even the deep state is in a fight with China. Hell, they even betrayed back, you know, when Obama was still in office. So this pivot's been going on for a while. So, Mr. Phillip, how do we as Americans counter this? And where do you see all this going?
Well, Alex, I think we counter it by the very thing you're doing right now, which is reporting on it. I think people need to find out about it. The reality of the conflict we're in is we're in an ideological war. The Chinese Communist Party would call it this as well. They actually have a name for it. It adopted into their official military code is what they call the three warfares. This is the official policy they have. The three warfares are media warfare, legal warfare, and psychological warfare. Psychological warfare is altering how you interpret information, not necessarily telling you false information, but changing the narrative that you use to interpret what you're seeing. You and I could be watching the same incident, and our understandings of it will be radically different because the narratives people are being fed inform them on how to look at it, whether it's good or bad, and so on. Legal warfare is a manipulation of international legal systems, including the use of lawsuits, for example, to shut people down, to silence people, that kind of thing. And media warfare is the control of all outlets of information. This is not just news outlets, but social media as well. For the Chinese Communist Party, what they're doing is a large-scale, again, you know, psychological warfare campaign, a very large-scale campaign to deny certain information to the public, to make sure their narratives are the dominating ones, and to make sure anybody else who says otherwise is shut down. Absolutely, I think what you're doing right now, what we're working on, exposing them and people getting the word out on this, this is how this is going to be won.
And we see a lot of similarities to what they're doing to the left, because we know the globalist left put Mao Zedong into power and basically set up modern China. But I agree with you. Modern China has broken with the globalists. So it's now completely not following orders. Since when? The last few years of Obama's administration? How long do you think this public split's been? We know since day one they were using the West. I think you probably agree with that statement. Disagree if you do. But since when is the hard split been?
Well, the Chinese Communist Party has always had its own agenda. As I mentioned, I have a documentary coming out actually in a couple of weeks called The Final War that's talking about this. They declared a 100-year war on the United States. And one of the analogies given by actually General Robert Spalding was this. He says it's a bit like, you know, hunting a deer that, you know, this deer, you maybe you like it, you think it's a beautiful creature, but, you know, it has to die so that you can live. This predatory mentality where a predator might appreciate its prey, might say, thank you for helping me build what I've built, but you're going to have to die so that I can live. That is the mentality of the Chinese Communist Party.
And on record, that's taught in their elementary schools. It's taught in their high schools. It's taught in their colleges. This is not debatable.
Absolutely. And really, they view Wall Street as kind of being the system for this. American money and American gifts to the Chinese Communist Party built it into the machine it is today. We created the Frankenstein that is coming after us. And really, I think they're coming to terms with it, I think. I think that the powers that be are realizing the monster they've created. As you mentioned,
here's an example. Get to your point. As I mentioned, go ahead.
Well, yeah, as I was agreeing with you, as you mentioned, you know, the West propped it up from the get-go, unfortunately, and we've assisted it every step of the way.
Well, I look at who owns four of the big six Hollywood studios now. It's China controls them. And it's all race war. It's all cultural destruction. I look at the TikTok algorithm that teaches degeneracy to us, but it teaches stoicism in China. I mean, when you look, it is China more than anybody pumping the societal decay in America, not just shipping in fentanyl.
Absolutely. In fact, in unrestricted warfare doctrine, which is not official policy, but tends to be what, you know, generally the model they're following, they talk about that as culture warfare. You can destroy a country by decaying their culture. You can destroy a country by making their people stupid. You can destroy a country by eating away at the systems of social harmony. And if you look at the things they're doing this on every front. Even fentanyl, as you mentioned, yeah, they're the main suppliers of fentanyl. Not only that, but they supply the precursor chemicals to the drug cartels for other drugs. They supply the synthetic drugs in addition to fentanyl. And they also do the money laundering for the cartels.
And they've had collaborators in the U.S. government media protecting them and making money off of it. We know Bill Gates. He does everything for China. He's the guy that got them on the Internet. From your research, how does Bill Gates fit into this?
Well, Bill Gates is unfortunately very deeply tied in with the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, when Jiang Zemin, who was two leaders ago, Jiang Zemin, Hu Jintao, and now Xi Jinping, Jiang Zemin actually has a battle internally in China with the Xi faction. Bill Gates personally met with Jiang Zemin when he came here. And so the Jiang faction is worse than the Xi faction. They had a pay-to-play system of getting blood on your hands. Where if you wanted to basically rise up in the ranks of the Chinese Communist Party, you had to engage in the persecution of Falun Gong, which is a peaceful meditation practice, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, organ harvesting, raping of women with electric batons, torture, re-education through labor, slave labor, horrifying stuff. Jiang Zemin's the guy who started that. And Bill Gates personally met with him when Jiang came and visited the U.S. So it is unfortunate.
Well, there's no doubt Bill Gates goes out of his way to defend communist China.
Yeah, well, the irony, too, is a lot of these people are trying to feed us narratives on this side. You mentioned TikTok, for example, of course, a Chinese company, that when they're feeding they have algorithms that control what you see. In the West, we see things like kids dancing, pranks on parents, kind of dirty images. That's the kind of thing that they're feeding to us with their algorithms. In China, it's like people... stoicism, practicing martial arts, building things, entrepreneurship. They're promoting positive values because they're trying to build up their system while decaying our system. And if you understand even the way they manipulate Hollywood, they have certain rules with Hollywood. Hollywood films, for example, need to display core socialist values. That's the exact phrase they use. They cannot show the Chinese Communist Party in a negative light. They can't show the U.S. military in a positive light. For them, every element, again, as we discussed before, is warfare. This is total war, using every single thing and mobilizing every part of society with the one exception of troop-on-troop combat.
Wow. And that's their game plan. And they're allied with Hollywood that's already anti-America because Hollywood wanted to demoralize us. The left wanted to demoralize us. But now the left realizes they run America, but they've demoralized their own power base, and they're kind of caught in this conundrum, like we want to demoralize them, but we need them to be strong to beat China, and they're kind of panicking.
Yeah, well, and how ironic is it as well that all these different companies that have preached to us about slavery and history of slavery in America, they have no problem supporting slavery in China. They won't criticize the Chinese Communist Party for taking Muslim Uyghurs and throwing them in slave camps. They won't criticize the fact that the entire garment industry, a good part of it, is run by slavery coming out of China. They won't criticize the Chinese Communist Party's abuse of women. Again, as I mentioned, like raping political dissidents with electric batons and absolutely horrifying nightmare stories that sound like they come out of the
Inquisition. Suicide nets, the total dehumanization.
Yeah, they have no problem with that, Alex. But yeah, they want to preach to us here on American soil about things that happened 100 years ago. You know, I think the dual narratives, the hypocrisy with this is coming to the forefront. And I guess, again, this goes back to the idea of how you win this, which is information. Once people recognize the hypocrisy, once people see what's actually at work and they realize the people trying to preach to us all this false morality, that they themselves are some of the biggest degenerates in the world, that they themselves are slavers, they themselves are torturers, they themselves have no problem supporting stuff financially. Once they see that this is the real picture, that's when things start turning.
Joshua Philip, incredible job. God bless you. I wouldn't say that I'm a prideful person. In fact, I've gone through a lot of attacks, a lot of degradation, to tell the truth. But I am somebody that doesn't like to beg. And I'm somebody that doesn't like to bother people. But you know, if I don't bother you now, if I don't push you now to fight for freedom even harder, we're going to have the globalists and these control freaks, Satanists and pedophiles ruling our lives and ruling the lives of our children and innocent people. So I can override my instinct not to beg, and my instinct not to plead, and my instinct not to be annoying, and just tell you, who's delivered like InfoWars? Who's had an effect against the New World Order as big as we have? And the answer is nobody. And it's because we have you, an incredible audience of activists that done an amazing job. So much of our mission's completed. I'd say 90% of the work we set out to do, exposing the New World Order, preparing folks for their attack, getting people ready to fight back, is now bearing fruit. We're having incredible successes everywhere. Nationalists, populists, anti-New World Order folks getting elected, the globalists in full panic mode, their poison shot agenda falling apart. The list goes on and on. But now we reach the critical part of the fight where the deep state is targeting all the leadership of the resistance, and they see InfoWars as the very tip of the spear they want to blunt. So I want to ask you all to support InfoWars now more than ever. Now, I've run some fundraisers in the past for legal defense funds for free speech and InfoWars, and we've got that basically paid for now. But courts have ruled I've got to pay my legal fees, and I don't have the money. So I need your support. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today and make a donation on Give, Send, Go, whether it's $5, $10, or $100, so that I personally continue to battle. We're so close to victory, but I know this, we're not giving up. So please help me not give up. Please take action now at SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com for the first time ever, and donate directly to me so I can stay in the fight. Thank you.